From the shadows of the radio towers, this is the Gay PHX Podcast. Your community radio on demand.
It's gonna be a good day. And everything is going to go my way. It's gonna be a good day. The sun is shining bright and it's here to stay.
Alrighty, Phoenix, welcome back to the Gay PHX Podcast. I'm Billy Foster. Happy Pride Month, Phoenix. Before we get started, I want to take a moment to say thank you. Over the last couple weeks, so many of you reached out with messages, support, encouragement, and kindness while I was dealing with an unexpected health scare. Thankfully, I'm back home, feeling better every day, and incredibly grateful for the community that surrounds through all of us. Pride Month has always been about community, and this weekend was a beautiful reminder of exactly what that means. We spent Sunday at the Queer Summer Market, and one of the things that struck out most to me was seeing so many different parts of our community gathered in one place. LGBTQ plus people, allied artists, makers, creators, small business owners, nonprofits, families, and friends all coming together to learn about one another, support one another, and celebrate what makes each of us unique. There was shopping, there was laughter, there were shows, there were conversations, there were new connections being made everywhere you looked. But more than anything, there was a feeling that no matter what challenges we face, we're going to get through this the same way we always have, together. That spirit of community is also showing up in a big way for Regina Gazelle. For decades, Regina has been an entertainer, activist, mentor, and friend to countless of people throughout Arizona's LGBTQ plus community. The amount of love that we've seen outpouring from every corner of the valley over the last few weeks has been incredible to witness. And we're excited to see the community continue to come together to celebrate Regina's remarkable legacy, including the upcoming Feminine Joy celebration at Boycott Bar on June 27th. Moments like this remind us that Pride isn't just about a month on the calendar. It's about showing up for one another, lifting each other up, and making sure that nobody has to face life's challenges alone. Later in the show, we're sitting down with Imran from Phoenix Gay Men's Choir to talk about Broadway Lights, their upcoming performance at the Tempe Center of Arts, and the important role that music continues to play in bringing our community together. But first, it's time to find out what's happening around the valley this week. Here's your Desert Den Daddy back with this week's Hot 3.
You're listening to Gay PHX, where community comes first.
Hey, 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 Phoenix, put down the remotes, silence the group chat excuses, and grab something cute to wear. Because this week we're serving reality TV chaos, a desert full of bears in space, and enough drag race drama to power the entire valley through Pride Month. We've got the villa hookups, poolside thirst traps, and a final watch party where everybody is absolutely going to scream at the TV like it's a professional sport. This is Brian's Hot 3, your Desert Den Daddy approved guide to where the fun is happening and where you should absolutely be. Let's do it. Hot pick number 1, Love Island Season 8 Watch Party at the Boycott Bar, Tuesday, June 16th at 6 p.m. Let's be honest, Love Island isn't a television show, it's a lifestyle of choice. Boycott is turning Tuesday night into the villa headquarters with the newest episodes on the big screens. Drink specials flowing and a room full of people ready to judge questionable relationship decisions made by complete strangers. The reactions are half fun, the gossip is the other half. Come watch beautiful people make terrible decisions so you don't have to. Hot pick number 2, Tidal Wave 18, Space. Thursday, June 18th is a start at the Hilton Palm Springs. Alright astronauts, buckle up, Tidal Wave is back and this year's mission is space. For 4 glorious days, Palm Springs becomes a bare mission control, packed with pool parties, DJs, dancing, karaoke, drag brunches, mixers, games, and enough bears to temporarily affect the Earth's gravitational pull. Whether you're floating poolside, making new friends, reconnecting with old ones, or finding somebody you'd like to conduct additional scientific research with, Tidal Wave is one of the biggest LGBTQ plus weekends of the summer. Pack the swimsuit, pack the harness, leave your inhibitions somewhere in lower Earth orbit. Hot pick number 3, Joey J All-Stars Finale Watch Party at Cobalt. Saturday, June 18th at 7 p.m. The finale is here and Cobalt is once again the place to watch Drag Race the way it's intended to be, surrounded by loud gays. Joey J is bringing the energy for the All-Stars Finale Watch Party, where every runway gets analyzed, every lip sync gets debated, and every elimination is treated like a federal investigation. Expect cheers, expect gasps, expect at least one person will yell, "Rigged!" before the night is over. honestly, we'd be disappointed if they did. Stay hydrated, stay fabulous, and maybe stretch first. Phoenix, this is one of those weeks where the community is showing up. Some of us are watching reality TV. Some of us are heading to Palm Springs. Some of us are screaming at Drag Race. But all of us are finding reasons to gather, laugh, celebrate, and be exactly who we are. So don't stay home. Go make memories. Go make friends. And maybe go make a little trouble while you're at it. Until next time, coming to you from the shadows of the radio tower, I'm Brian, your Desert Den Daddy, and that's what's hot.
Want all the details? Head over to GabePHX.com, your one-stop shop for queer events, promos, and everything happening in the valley.
This is what community sounds like.
This is Amanda Renfrew, enrolled agent with The Tax Person, with your tax year countdown. If you drive for business, start a clean mileage log on January 1st. Apps make it simple and accurate. Reconstructed mileage is one of the highest audit red flags. Track it as you go. Get support with a free 15-minute consult at thetaxperson.com or look for me as The Tax Person on socials.
More stories, more voices, more pride. You're tuned in to the Gay PHX Podcast.
Today on Gay PHX, you know that feeling when the stage lights come on and suddenly every note, every lyric, every voice hits you right in the chest? Yeah, that's not just a performance, that's connection. And in a time where being seen, being heard, and being celebrated still matters more than ever, there are people right here in Phoenix making sure that those moments don't just exist, they shine. Today, the spotlight turns to a production that blends Broadway magic with a mission rooted in inclusivity, visibility, and community. It's more than a show, it's a statement. So let's raise the curtain, feel the music, and please welcome to the rainbow-tinted microphone, Imran with the Phoenix Gay Men's Choir. Imran, thank you so very much for joining me today.
Hello, hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Of course. So let's start with who you are and what's your role with the Gay Men's Choir.
Just like you said, my name is Imran. I am actually the current president of the Phoenix Gay Men's Chorus. I joined actually back in 2018, so a better part of a decade of my life almost. So I've been in leadership for a while. I'm also part of the dance troupe for the chorus and fill in a lot of different hats, but I am really excited to be a part of our organization, sharing a mission of inclusivity and just being an educator and a voice for the LGBTQ plus community.
Does that mean that you were on stage at the last performance, the Rhinestones, Rainbow and Rhinestones? Was that what it was?
I was. Absolutely. I was out there dancing.
That was a fabulous show, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Announce the new one. I was like, we got to get him on. We got to have him come on and talk about it because it was so much fun last time.
So, yeah, Rhinestone Rodeo was a lot of fun, but now we're moving on to Broadway Lights.
Yes, Broadway Lights. So someone who's brand new, what is the Gay Men's Choir all about? Chorus. Yeah, I keep saying so choir. I apologize. Yeah. And well, I have it right here in front of me, chorus.
Yeah, the Gay Men's Chorus is a chorus of mainly gay men, but we are open and welcoming to people of all walks of life. We have our trans allies, our straight allies, anyone that is willing to sing in the tenor bass range. But ultimately, our mission is a performing arts organization that strives to unite, inspire, educate, and entertain our diverse audiences and allies through and supporting partners. We know that singing is a key part of our community, and music is really something that brings anyone together, right? Someone has some sort of relationship with music, and the fact that 145 people get together on stage and in a room, even during rehearsals and for shows, just to sing in harmony is a really beautiful and powerful thing. And I just love that we get to do this time and time again.
And we certainly believe that music is a thing that helps heal people. So what drew you personally about being part of the organization?
For me personally, I was going through a crossroads in my life. I was going through a breakup and I really didn't have a big gay or queer circle in my life, and I just wanted to find that. And I knew Gay Men's Choruses existed, and so I googled where to join if we had one, and we did. And back at that time, we were actually called the Phoenix Metropolitan Men's Chorus, And so when I joined, I was a doe-eyed 23-year-old and almost a decade late. And I had hair at the time, too. So that was really my biggest thing. And, you know, I grew up performing and singing and being on stage in theater. And so I had stepped away for a while. So getting to be back and in a different light as an openly gay man was something that I didn't know I needed. And every day and every time I'm at rehearsal, I'm reminded why our not just being there singing is important, but why having a community like this is important.
That's one of the things we love about the podcast is that we hope to bring stories like that to our audience so that someone who's on the fence or doesn't know realizes that we were all at that stage and that you just have to reach out and we're here to help educate on the things that are available. So let's talk about
and what I love about it. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. No, please.
And what I love about the chorus, too, is that we have members ranging in so many different ages from their early 20s to their 80s. And the fact that we all get along with each other and we all have something in common. We all have had so many different life experiences and we just appreciate each other. It's just so beautiful.
Now, see, that's amazing. And that's why I want to encourage you to do your podcast and also interview people of your of the chorus, because that's how we get to know these stories. That's how we get to know people on a different level than just the quick hi, byes. We get to see them perform, but we don't get to actually talk to them. So give us that behind the scenes. I think that would be awesome. Okay, let's talk about Broadway Lights. What inspired this show?
Yeah, I think ultimately what inspired Broadway Lights is one, just gay men's love for Broadway. I think a lot of queer people in general gravitate towards Broadway and show tunes because I think that is something that has always been constant in our lives, something that's always been accepting of the different, right? And so whenever we get together with our artistic committees and we come up with ideas for concerts, we always want to make sure that we are thinking of something that is meaningful for us and the audience and something that actually will make an impact. So when Broadway Lights was introduced, I think everyone really jumped at the chance to really focus on that because of one, just our love for Broadway and then what it's done for us.
And what kind of journey are you taking the audience with this performance?
Yeah, so we have a fun little journey that we're going to go on. We're going to be obviously performing Broadway songs, but we're really just going to try to blend just powerful anthems, heartfelt ballads, and a lot of playful showstoppers. We want to take audiences on a journey through courage, connection, and really just the joy of stepping into the spotlight. We have full chorus numbers, standalone solos, and small group numbers, but the main storyline is we're going to go through little vignettes with different storytellers talking about basically the spectrum of longing to belonging through Broadway music and show tunes. So we're going to step forward and talk about love, loss, protest, celebration, vulnerability, resilience, and conviction, all things that I think are so important in the queer community. And it's something that we need to constantly remind, not just ourselves, but our audiences that we're still here. There's a lot of work to be done. And I think doing that through Broadway music, something that's always accepting, is going to be really fun for the audience and for us.
So it sounds like the show is going to have some especially emotional moments.
Yes, absolutely. And for me personally, like I love Broadway. I actually recently saw The Notebook at Gamage, and I actually have never seen the movie. So just a little bit more personal is the fact that musical and some of the music hit me so hard that I was legitimately crying just in the audience. And I know people have had those experiences with watching movies and going to musicals. And I think it's important to be a little bit vulnerable, especially with music, because I think music saves lives and Broadway is so storytelling. And I think it's going to be really cool to have that.
Now, Broadway is packed with tons of iconic songs that all seem like they fit the bill for what you're talking about. And like you said, a lot of showstoppers. So how do you pick? Because you can't have a finale song from like everything be your whole show, exactly. Right?
I mean, we've curated our set list to make sure it has a nice flow and everything like that. Starting off with something fun and just lively to open it up and then really diving deep into the emotional aspects of the music and the story. And then also coming back into the fun and just reliving all those little things in a way that the music works and will hit the audience and hit us correctly. We have songs from The Wiz to to The Greatest Showman to Ragtime, just a lot of different classic Broadway musicals, even Hairspray and everything. So I'm really excited.
Last year, we enjoyed the show so immensely. We were super excited for the announcement of this show. What is it like to create a space like this in Phoenix?
What it feels like to create a space like this in Phoenix is really, it's beautiful because there's so much talent, not just people that grew up singing and performing, but people that just love music and to perform at karaoke or even just sing in the shower. And so the fact that there's a lot of untapped talent and just people from the community that we're trying to just make a name for ourselves is really exciting. I think the fact that we are more active on social media and just saying that we have a presence here and that you're welcome no matter who you are, I think is really important. We have so many people here in Phoenix, and I think that to have a gay men's chorus is really important. And not just us, but we have the mixed chorus, Voices of the Desert, and the women's chorus, the Phoenix Women's Chorus, that are all proud LGBTQ+ choruses. And I think it's important that people here know that these communities exist and that you're welcome here.
And for you personally, what's it like performing live?
Oh my gosh. For me personally, it's heartwarming and it's very nostalgic. I started performing when I was about 11 years old. And so the nerves I used to get as a child, I still get today right before the curtain comes up, which is so funny because everything will lead up to it and I feel fine, I feel relaxed. But the second that curtain starts to go up and the music plays, whether I'm on stage or getting ready to go out to dance for the chorus, I get those nerves. And the second I step on stage and the spotlights hit me, all of my problems, all of my worries go away because I'm one with the music, I'm one with the control, and I know that we're all there supporting each other. And it's try not to get emotional talking about it because you do this for the majority of your life, but I just love it so much. And you just can't get enough.
But it feels like that's what really motivates you to keep doing this too, because you've, for as long as you have.
Correct. Yeah.
So what goes into pulling off a show like this behind the scenes?
There's a lot of people that put in a lot of work, not just from the direction standpoint with our conductor on stage, but we have people who are working with the marketing and with the ticketing who put in a lot of work to make sure that goes smoothly. We have our governance council who works with our chorus for management to make sure that the chorus is having proper rehearsals and an experience. And then we have our artistic committee with production management, choreography, all these things that come together, all these different hats that are working together, communicating with each other to make sure everything happens properly on stage, because it really does take a village, a whole group of people to put something like this together. With 145 people singing on stage, all of these guys who are willing to put in extra effort to make sure that we have, one, a venue secured, to have stage managing secured, all these little things, even art stage design and everything. It's a lot of work for people that don't get paid. We all have our own lives outside of chorus, and we're all doing this out of our own love for the chorus and our own volunteer.
For the sake of the show and the community.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said about people that are just coming together to do this because they love it.
So for someone who's never been to a Phoenix Gay Men's Chorus performance before, why should they check this one out?
For someone that has never come to our shows before, one, I'm going to say, why haven't you come before?
What's wrong with you? Where have you been?
Where have you been? We've been here since the 90s, so it's really cool. But I think especially today more than ever, with all of the scrutiny that's coming against our community, it is really important to support anything that is queer, not just the chorus, but every organization that has a mission for us. But for this show specifically, it's really important to be here to make sure to know that, one, you have a safe space to be who you are, sitting in an audience, being openly queer, to listen to the music that has a message of protest, of love, of value, and to just one, just listen to music and enjoy, because we put on very fun shows. There's always dancing. There's obviously really beautiful singing. It's a time for you to escape all of life's problems.
What impact has the chorus had on its members beyond the stage?
Truly, it's saved lives. From being in the chorus for so long, you start to know a lot of the members and you start to learn their stories. A lot of our members have had gone through self-harm and suicide in their lives because of being in the closet or being gay, and the fact that they were able to find this little niche in Phoenix, in our little bubble, and truly has had their lives saved because they found this community, is something really important in celebrating. And I think a lot of our audience members can also relate to that experience. It's just the fact that we're here and we have an open home for anyone, and even people that don't sing, we proudly welcome in as members of our fifth section to help out on our stage and stuff like that. But again, like,
again, it takes a village.
Yeah. But again, it really has saved members' lives in one way or another.
And what would you just say to someone who's thinking about joining but feels nervous?
The hardest step is showing up, I will say. You just have to take that leap of faith. It's really easy to go onto our website and sign up for an audition slot. We do auditions every fall and spring. But showing up is 100% the hardest part. And I can tell you from my experience, I was so nervous about my audition. But once you just take a deep breath, exhale, and say, no, I can do this, you are going to be in for a whole new world of love and acceptance. Because once you take that chance, you're set.
And how important is community support for keeping something like this going?
Oh, it's incredibly important. When you think about all of the organizations right now that are currently struggling financially and with even just fear of existing. Gay Men's Chorus started off during the AIDS crisis as basically a protest for all the scrutiny that our community was dealing with, and also just creating a space for people to feel welcome. And that same reason why we all started is the same reason why we exist today, and we continue to do this work. And it's really important that we have that support from not just our audience members, but from large community partners and sponsors and everything. That's the only reason why we're able to still be here, is through that support.
And we believe that by rallying together is how we're going to get through these dark times too. So now,
yes, absolutely.
Looking ahead, what are the details about Broadway Lights?
Yeah, so looking ahead, I'm so excited to say that Broadway Lights will be on June 27th and 28th at Tempe Center for the Arts. On the 27th, we have a 2 p.m. performance, a matinee, and then a 7 p.m. performance in the evening. And then on Sunday, the 28th, we have a 2 p.m. matinee performance as well. You can get your tickets at phxgmc.org/concerts. But we are really excited for you guys to show.
Awesome. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for showing up and taking time out of your schedule. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. We really appreciate it. And be really happy to promote the Phoenix Gay Men's Chorus and Broadway Lights and everything we're all about.
Another reason we love this community.
I'm Daddy Dave, your friend in the fight to end stigma. And I'm the founder of Team Friendly, here today to talk about anal pap exams. Let's talk anal cancer. Early detection saves lives. Anal pap smears are a simple screening tool that can find abnormal cells before they become cancer. Gay men and trans women are at a higher risk for anal cancer, especially people living with HIV. HIV can make it harder for the body to clear HPV, the virus that causes most anal cancers, which means regular screening is even that much more important for many of us. An anal pap smear is quick, usually painless, especially if you relax, and can be life-saving. Talk to your healthcare provider about whether an anal cancer screening is right for you. Taking care of your sexual health is an act of self-respect and self-love.
Pride lives here.
Before we wrap things up, I want to say thank you for you for spending part of your day with us and for making it all the way to the end of another episode.
You know, there's a lot of ways to spend your time, and the fact that you choose to spend it with some of us means more to us than you probably realize. One of the things that stood out to me this week was seeing the community come together at the Queer Summer Market, seeing the community outpouring of love and support for Regina Gazelle. These moments remind me of why Gay PHX exists in the first place. Gay PHX was built on a simple idea that our community deserves a place to discover what's happening, connect to one another, support local businesses, learn about organizations doing important work, and celebrate the people that help make Phoenix such an incredible place to call home. We're not a social media platform. We're not trying to replace your favorite apps. We're simply trying to make it easier for you to find community, support your community, and be a part of your community. Whether that's discovering a new event, listening to a podcast, finding a local business, learning about a nonprofit, or just seeing what's happening around the valley, our goal is to help bring people together. Because at the end of the day, that's what Pride is really all about. It's about connection. It's about community. It's about making sure that nobody feels like they're walking this road alone. So thank you for being a part of what we're building together. Keep checking gayphx.com for new events, for new stories, business listings, community resources, and new ways to connect with everything happening across our LGBTQ plus community. And remember, if you see us out and about, come grab a selfie with us. We love you, Phoenix. Together, the sun is bright, and there's nowhere better than by your side.
Thanks for hanging out with the Gay PHX Podcast.
Be kind.
Be bold.
Be you.